Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Where would you rather be? Where would we rather be than right here today? Whether it's Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, hopefully you got it on a Tuesday, but what in God's name, Joe, are you fucking wearing?
I can't hear anything.
What in God's name?
I cannot hear anything.
Is this guy...
Is it muted?
Joe, would you just try and
figure... I can't hear.
This guy, Michael.
I can't hear anything.
Michael, do you
believe me? That's on your end, Joe. I tell you what we can hear, that sweater, because it's as loud as a fucking F-14 fighter pilot flying overhead.
What is wrong with this guy, by the way?
Look at Bob all mastered out over there.
But also, to come on and just keep reiterating that he can't hear anything. He's like my dad.
We got to start over.
I don't think we do, Mikey B.
All right, that's fair.
I don't think we do. I am all mastered out. Are you excited for the Masters now, Michael?
Yeah, very. I'm gonna have Master Sunday at my house. Some of the boys.
Do you know, I even was going to make plans that week, forgetting that it was Masters week. People take it so seriously that you really can't, from Thursday to Sunday, I don't think that you can have legitimate plans.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to, I'm going to have some of the guys. I was thinking about it before, and then Fubi Lou actually suggested it to me, and I said it was already in the works. I had already mentioned it to Holly that I think it would be a good time, so.
Joe, Mikey, sorry to cut you off, but.
No, it's fine.
What in God's name are you wearing, Joseph?
This is my brand new Fireball sweater that they sent me in a care package.
I saw that.
They should send that into a ball of fire.
This guy, I mean, that, and that's with all due respect.
Yeah, Fireball. All due respect to Fireball.
But Joe, this goes back, you know what, first off, I don't mind Fireball. That is one of the most atrocious looking sweaters I have ever seen. And I mean that with all due respect to Fireball. Joe will take a package. He will. Let me guess, Joe. They DM'd you and they wanted to send you a package.
Yeah, they sent a great care package. Great, beautiful care package.
Did you really need Fireball, though? Did you really need it? Was that worth having them send a care package?
Wow, listen, I got free booze, 15 rounds of golf that we play, let alone they sent me a onesie, a sweater, some hats.
Mikey,
if you want any... If you want any trucker hats, Mikey V, I got some trucker hats too.
I gotta be honest. I got more hats than I know what to do with. I don't even wear half the hats that I have. It's disgusting. Oh, a little poochie.
It is. I can't get over that. I can't get over that thing.
Look at that dog. Is cute though, man.
Nicole said the sweater is hideous, but I kind of like it.
It's disgusting.
Joe, that's the kind of sweater you wear to like an ugly sweater party.
And for not the people to who are not. Yeah, I mean, the classic Joey, what Joey Diaz pulled, and we won't say the name of it, but this is vintage Joey Diaz. He's off to a good start with the March Madness, and I was able to ride with it for a little bit out of the gate. Joe is taking his March Madness picks from his own bookie. So his bookie is handicapping his...
I'm red hot. I'm as hot as a Fireball sweater, to be honest.
Is that not one of the craziest things you've ever heard, Mikey B?
Yeah, that's unique for sure. But as we know, that's one of the adjectives that best describes Joseph. But yeah, rarely does a bookie give you the plays to put in against his own book. But perhaps we're dealing with a unique individual.
Well, this guy is up so much on the week that he doesn't really care how I do.
There you go. Sounds like a friend.
And by the way, Bob, I gave you like 2-3 picks yesterday. They were all winners. They were all winners, and you didn't ride.
Well, when I rode you, I was with you day one. I did get to a point though where, and I never want to have my own account because it's no good for me to start my own account and just get into that. I was so into the March Madness out of the gate. I was texting Joe every single game to put in, and Joe's really good about that. He really is. He isn't, and I know that I was hitting a wall with him to where I was putting in too many bets. Joe, are you going to tilt the camera every single time you feed the dog?
Well, I want to get some camera time.
It's very distracting.
But he's very good. He's very good with it. I was putting in a tremendous amount of bets to where it got to be too much.
Yeah, I told him, I said, if you want to ride on some things, let me know. I'll put it in. I leave my phone, Mikey V, and like 5 minutes later, there's like seven picks.
Yeah, Bob's
the
tough
over
sometimes.
Parlayed with the money line. I want this. I'm like, Bob, anybody who realizes like actual handicapping, the more games that you take, the less likely you are to win. And Bob's hitting every single game of every slate. It's not the way to go about it.
Joe, you're telling me that you didn't have the entire board they wanted
you
to.
You told me to ride with you on half of these picks. You're like, I need you to ride with me.
But even moving forward from that, even when I was away, you mean to tell me that you didn't have just an assortment of picks in?
I had some, but I'm being more selective. I'm learning. It's taking me a while, but I'm slowly learning.
That's what I tell the people that subscribe to my picks on Instagram. I tell them the same thing because people are like, what do you got for this? What do you got? I'm like, if I don't post it, I'm not playing it. And if you want to take games across the board every single game, I said, you're going to lose. I said, there's just no two ways about it. You could go on a streak. There's no question. You could have a day where you clean up. But if you do that routinely day after day,
you're going to lose.
The odds are highly stacked against you. I mean, that's why.
Yeah, you're fighting an uphill battle from the start.
Yes.
You know, if you look to like where you really see where Vegas makes their money, like if you look at Vegas for just like even a boxing match, for instance, or I've been watching with these UFC matches, like it'll be minus 250 and then it'll be plus 175 to where if they could get even money on both sides, you could see how they just clean up. And you're right, you're going to lose.
And the live betting is where they make the most money because people probably see that a team's up like 6 points with a free throw to go and like 3 minutes left and there'll be -6.5 for that team. And
yeah,
it's like, there's
during basketball, live betting is, to me, live betting during basketball is worthless because basketball is a game of runs. So it's kind of, but football to me, live betting, there's a lot of money to be made in football during live betting, because once you really see how game flow is going and once you see what's working and what's not working, it's such a different game. It's so much more of a methodical game, I feel like, than basketball in terms of pace. That I think you can make. I mean, I've made a lot of good plays on football live bets, but it's impossible to share those bets because they're literally, you have like a certain amount of seconds to get it in because it changes. The lines literally change from snap to snap. So it's impossible to really get those picks out. But I like in-game betting for football, not for basketball at all.
Now, something that we got to talk about, Mikey V, we saw Dickie Gass in the car. Did you see Joe Dickie Gass in the car? Something that you are never going to win was he was doing the live
sports
book.
That is an absolute degenerate move. To think that you have a leg up on the casino app for blackjack on a book.
That's one of the sickest things.
You know, I tell you what, you know, if you were born yesterday, you wouldn't do that.
Dick will tell you he can beat the system, man. He'll tell you that he
beat
can beat the
system.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I think too, like he was even playing blackjack, and I know this sounds kind of dumb and it's not a good look for me, but blackjack, it almost moves too fast for me. Like when you're table, it is, right? You know what I mean? Like with aces, like you put an ace out there, I can't calculate it fast enough to what you're getting on both sides and when the dealer's going on whether or not they're going to bust.
I can. I'm very fast at counting.
You are. When it comes to that, Joe, when it comes to you on the craps table, or I would say that Joe on a craps table is like Perez on the golf course.
Yeah, table games I don't like to play in a casino. Like if I go into a casino, I'll go to the sports book or I'll play poker, but poker takes a long time. I cannot play these fast. If I play a fast-paced game like blackjack or some of these other, like roulette, I'll just blow all my money so quickly. That's why sports betting, especially football, is so enjoyable. You put in the first half bet, you sit there, you put in a game bet, you sit there, and it's just, you can kind of like watch it unfold and develop as opposed to, it's just such quick hitters with that. If you want a quick hitter, you bet like a quarter bet or you bet first half bet. But the casinos, especially the online, like I just don't trust the online casino.
I don't either.
Oh, the online casino. No way.
Yeah. I just don't trust it. Craps, if you know what you're doing, you can make a lot of money.
You know what me and my dad got into.
But they could still rig it, Mikey V. They could still rig. Like, you have no idea to know.
No, I'm talking about in person craps table.
In person. Yeah, I'm saying on anything online.
No.
You know any of that shit. It's all rigged.
You know what? It just kind of stresses me out just knowing that, A, they have such an advantage on you and they know they're going to take your money, and B, they wouldn't stop you from losing all your money to where if you just spiraled, I mean, nobody's going to be there and stop you. It's you against you, and you're going to lose.
Every time.
Now, with that being said, by the way, shout out to our sponsor over at DraftKings, by the way. He is just absolutely.
Well, if you want to play in an online casino where you're going to get the best odds, you're going to go over to DraftKings Sportsbook because they're the one legitimate casino that is fair and square all the time.
I can't get over the Joey D sweater, man. That thing is fun. That thing is
very warm, by the way, too. LA.
Oh, I bet it is.
It's very fucking
March.
Warm.
It's March 20th. You're in Los Angeles. You don't need that sweater, do you?
Well, if you've seen the weather in LA lately, by the way, I got a bone to pick. Actually, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna save it for. Okay. I'm gonna save it for my buy or sell.
Sounds like a buy or sell. It sounds like a buy or sell to me, Joey D.
Save it.
I'm gonna save it for my buy or sell. Okay. By the way, Bob, you were in New York. You didn't run into Mikey V?
I was there for literally a little over a day. And I will say, and I said to Mikey that it was weird going there and not being able to
Mikey
see
V,
him.
Did you extend the cordial invitation to him?
Well, no, I mean, he told me he was going to be there and he was like, I got to do XYZ. He goes, even my friends at home are breaking my balls. He goes, I said, it's no problem. I said, when I forget what day were you here?
Saturday.
Something to keep an eye on, by the way, someone who wasn't as understanding is Nikki Diamonds invited Bob out for a dinner while he was down in that area. And Bob said to him, quote unquote, I'll see if I can make time to fit you in my schedule.
No, Joe, I did not send
me back and said,
that's where
this young man is dead to me.
Michael.
Then he sent a picture.
Let me explain something.
But I did not say, let me see if I can fit you in my schedule.
There is, number one, Bob doesn't know what his own schedule is. That's number
there
one.
There you go.
Let's
there you go.
Number two, there is guilt. The levels of guilt are like normal person guilt, Italian mother guilt, and then Nikki Diamond's guilt, which is like the top tier of guilt. This guy will make you feel like you are this small. He does it to me all the time.
Good enough.
He invites me over for dinner the other night. I said calmly, I was like, listen, Holly's making corned beef and cabbage. He's like, oh, that's nice. Okay. He goes, well, how about the next night? I was like, why don't you come here Saturday night? I was like, because I invited Dickie Gass over to watch some of the March Madness on Saturday night. I already invited him. So come here. He knows Dick. I said, come over here.
I have people coming over throughout the day, so maybe I'll see you next year. Like, that's what he says. Like, maybe I'll make plans for you next year when the calendar opens up. The guilt is just unbelievable.
You know, Bob is dead to him. And then
you have to laugh at it because he's not serious.
He sent me a picture of with Diamond, you holding can't. Michael Corleone. And he said, how could you do this to me? You broke my heart.
Look, first off.
Not that Bob would know because he didn't watch the video.
The one guy you never want to upset, as we all know, is Nikki Diamonds. And I would never want to upset Nikki Diamonds. And I love Nikki Diamonds. With that being said, and I'm going to tread very carefully here, but nothing bothers me more than when, like, one of my pet peeves is when you're out and you want to call it a night, or you can't, like, that's it. And you want to be done. Like, that's the end of the night. And somebody tries to guilt trip you into staying. When I say that I want to go, I've made the decision that that I want to go. So why would you want me there if I don't want to be there?
Yeah, it's a fair question.
You know what I mean? That always bothers me. You know me, Joey Day. I mean, that was always something.
So the bottom line is, Nick, if you're listening, the bottom line is he didn't want to be there. So
No. Yeah, that's tough. I did want to be there. Look, if I asked Nikki Diamonds to fly all the way to L.A. for two nights, do you think he's going to fly all to L.A. for two nights?
No,
well, he's a New York guy.
No, he doesn't leave.
But I mean, you got
New York. He won't leave the county. Let alone the state.
Crazy.
He's not going to leave the
crazy.
County.
Has he ever left the state of New York?
State of New Jersey,
or New Jersey?
Yeah, he's left to go to New York and come back to New Jersey. but that's about as far as that goes. But yeah, the guilt is a real thing, man. And I hate being guilted. I really that's like. And that's funny you say that's a pet peeve. Like, I really hate being guilted. And I succumb to guilt so often because I really do, like, I genuinely, like, get anxiety over it. And I'm like, oh, God, all right, all right.
I will say, though, Bob, you do like to call it early a lot.
Yeah, but don't guilt trip me to where if I want to go out, I want to go. You know, if I'm done, I'm done. Now,
I mean, I'm not guilt tripping. I'm just saying I could understand, like, you're a good time. People, I mean, you could look at it half glass half full, glass half empty. Like, it kind of shows that people want you around because you're a good time. I mean, it's not exactly an insult.
Yeah, no, I'll take that. I'm okay with that.
I mean, you could start off early in the morning, and Bob will start in the morning, and he'll hang pretty much. I've seen Bob hang until 2-3 in the morning. I've seen that.
That's very rare.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's an occasion thing, and I think he recognizes that in some circumstances and delivers.
You know
now,
what?
On the other hand, when he calls it a night and he's ready for bed, he's ready for bed.
But
I'll go till the end of the night.
I think the time that I'm there, I think I give it everything that I got to where I'm a lot of fun, that I make sure I'm pedal to the metal for the time that I'm there. Just what Perez pointed out was last time we were at the Attic Club, which this is kind of crazy, is Perez said you're probably the only person to take an Uber home when we have a party bus, to where I couldn't make it throughout the party bus. So we literally had a bus just for us, and I ended up Ubering instead of taking the bus back.
Speaking of the polar opposite, Perez will never say no.
No. Yeah,
no. You get a few beers in Perez, and you can get him to literally
– by the way, you could have him till next year if you wanted.
You know, for a guy of his palate and what he eats, he was just saying – you know his preferred water? It's pretty much the only water that he drinks. I got to get him Fiji water. That's why I got to feed you.
It's a great water, though.
It's great water, but at the same time, water. Too, I mean, for Perez, it's literally – it's like the only water that he drinks.
It's a top-tier water.
Well, yeah. All you need is a Vito's pizza, and you'll keep them there for the next 2 weeks. I mean, that's easy enough.
I mean, have you seen some of the pizza this guy's got to eat in Virginia? Yeah.
I think he's got, like, ownership ties in Vito by now, Bob. The last time he was here, I think he was there every single day.
Yeah. he really hit it hard. He did.
God bless him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt the Brilliantly Dumb Show to let you know that the Brilliantly Dumb Show is brought to you by our good friends over at BetterHelp.com. Life doesn't always go the way you want to, and it doesn't come with a user manual. So when it's not working for you, it's normal to feel stuck. That's why BetterHelp.com is here. BetterHelp.com matches you with a licensed therapist. They have matched over 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable, and you don't have to go to a doctor's office or go to some type of building. You could do it all from the comfort of your new home, of your home. You can't go wrong when you go with BetterHelp.com. Learn more and save 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/BDS. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BDS. BetterHelp.com. Change your life today for the better. All right, fellas. Well, let's go into our buy or sell segment here. And Joey D, it looked like you had a buy or sell there out of the gate. So let's head it on over to you, Joey D.
All right, here's my sell. I'm selling it right now. I'm selling the fact that I'm paying 40% state tax to live in this fucking California, Los Angeles. And they say it's a sunshine tax, all right? I haven't seen sunshine in LA in about 3 weeks. It has been, I don't know when I signed up to be in Seattle, but that's exactly what we're getting. I don't want to hear the word drought again because it has rained. It has been cloudy. It has been miserable. It has been awful. It has been cold. And I'm still paying the 40% state tax. And I don't know why. That's why I'm wearing sweaters that apparently look terrible. But I'm telling you right now, if LA weather doesn't wake up and get its act together, I'm going to throw a fit because my golf is starting to get impacted. A lot of things are – why are you guys cringing? It's a fact. People live here for the weather. Bob, you haven't been home.
So who are you selling? What are you selling, God? What are you selling?
I'm selling the sunshine tax, what I'm selling. I'm selling the hard.
Okay,
I went to Florida for 1 week. It was glorious. I normally shit on Florida weather all the time. I was in Jacksonville. It was beautiful. I come back here. It's like I'm in freaking miserable, cloudy rain. Like, just it's just not nice. And it's fine. Like, if you're, you know, if I'm living in Washington, Seattle, that's fine. But, like, I'm living in the highest.
You demand more from the atmosphere. The atmosphere owes you.
Somebody said that the government's regulating the weather patterns now.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
I thought we touched on the conspiracy theory thing,
that's
too.
That's an awful one.
By the way, that was one of my favorite. When you sold the conspiracy theories, Mike V, that was one of my favorite sells. That was a great sell, by the way.
No,
I know there are some real conspiracy theories. There are some real conspiracy theories out there. But, like, if someone was trying to pitch that to me, that the government's controlling the atmosphere.
Yeah, the,
like,
Gulf Stream.
I will say, outside of the drought that we have, you could say what you want about California. Weather-wise, it is – you can never beat California weather. It'll always be
good.
Well,
no, and that's the thing is, in the last month, we've had more rain than I've seen in 4 years.
Biblical.
Yeah, maybe the end times are coming.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I tell you what, man. A lot of signs are pointing to the end. I got to be honest, bro.
I got the same on my sweater here. Maybe this is just prophetic right now, Mike V.
Yeah, it could be. Could be. Like some kind of world-ending creature on there.
We still have to do the fireball challenge, to where we still have to go back to try and conquer the fireball challenge.
What is the challenge again?
We had to do 9 holes, 18 shots of fireball. And Joe, correct me if I'm wrong.
Collectively.
But Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, but the shots that we were doing, if you watch the fireball,
they were like the double ones, yeah.
Yeah, or even if they weren't double, they were definitely over whatever a regular shot would have been.
Regular shot is 4 ounces, I believe. All right, that might be
wrong. Yeah, they were not the regular mini ones. We went somewhere before and picked them up, and they were like bigger than the normal ones, and we were lamb-basted, Mikey V. It was bad.
I was way off. 1.5 ounces. 1.5 ounces.
Yeah, these things had a little. I mean, there was definitely a little extra to it, to where that had to be more than what we did.
Night, Bob, when Kansas City played the Bills, and Jet had money on the Bills, and they scored a touchdown with 13 seconds left. I'm like, Jet, he hit.
It's over.
And he fucking lost it.
Yeah, he lost his mind, and he did not let you hear the end. Well, I'll tell you what, though, Joey D's watching you here in the sweater. I mean, you talk about coming full circle.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is, by the way, the good folks at Fireball, they will supply us with whatever we need. Mikey V, don't give me that.
Let's rewind the clock about 11 months. Let's rewind the clock about 11 months. Maybe it was 12 months. I don't know. Rewind the clock a little bit for those of you with very short-term goldfish memories, and let's remember when Klondike sent me a care package with the ugly sweater, and I got completely lambasted. Oh, Mikey B, you're coddling the Klondike.
Yeah, you're snipping up the bear's ass on the Klondike.
But now you got a fucking sweater. It looks like Hulk Hogan blew it out his fucking nose, and he's fucking, yeah, there it is. It looks absolutely preposterous. It's not Christmas time, and you're wearing this fireball. And by the way, a million people DM'd me about that unboxing because they were like, what is all this stuff that Cuts got? If the fireball, the one backpack looked like they just stitched on some kind of logo on the top.
Mikey B doesn't get a package, he shits on everything. Whoa. It was like with Cousins. When Mikey B didn't have Cousins were the worst. God forbid Cousins. No, and he gets the box from Cousins.
Always love Cousins. Never said a bad word.
He didn't want to go to Maine.
I always wanted to go to Maine. You didn't want to go to Maine.
Yeah, you did.
Wanted to go to Maine.
By
number
the way, Bob,
one,
you did sabotage the only the Maine
thing,
trip.
The only thing I said about Cousins, which to this day people still will complain about, is the line at the trucks. That's all I complained about. I didn't say Cousins.
You had plenty of complaints until they sent you
the Brady brand. The Brady band can go fuck themselves.
They're done, by the way.
They sure are done because they don't respect their potential customers. That's why.
But you know what, though, Mikey, you did bash the Cousins main line.
Oh, I did not bash.
You did. Yes, you did. Absolutely.
I don't recall.
Because he absolutely did. And the second they did send him that package.
That was a great package.
And, you know, another thing that I will say, too, I got my own golf line that I don't promote. Roback gets more promotion than Breezy gets on promotion as well. Something that I do want to
throw out there. Yeah, there's a lot of shameless plugs going on this episode.
Also,
wait,
too,
what? What?
Don't put it by.
Wait. How did Roback get involved in this conversation?
With plugs. How many times do we bring up Roback rather than me bringing up my own line?
Roback.
Yeah, for sure. It's.
I don't bring that up. You guys bring that up. I don't.
No. I'll take full advantage when we do.
You sure do, Mikey. Well, I mean,
Roback, as you can see, it stands out. It's a nice looking shirt.
Bob, I remember Cousin sent me the package first. Then they sent you the package, and he said, like, these scumbags.
I didn't say that. We brought on Jimmy Claus.
Jimmy, and
well,
then
Sabine didn't
he went
show.
At it with him.
Sabine Sorry. Showed up on Bear Down with Alex Brown.
Yeah, but he didn't show it in the podcast. So I was just throwing that out.
He did not. Yes, he did not.
That being said, Bob, you did sabotage the main trip.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, I did. I didn't want
to. We're not. By the way, that's still out there. It's on the table.
Dude, it's on the table,
Bob. It's on the table.
Do you know the only reason would you say that I would take it just with the beating that I took because of it, and I owned up to it.
I think if we go out to Maine,
I'm sure it's a great spot. But what are we gonna do? We're just gonna throw traps out there and bring lobsters.
Have you ever been on a lobster boat, Bob? Haven't you watched Deadliest Catch? Now I know that's Alaskan king crab, but are we splitting hairs here? It's a crustacean.
I'll take Alaskan king crab over lobster.
Well, I mean, not the way Cousins prepares lobster. It's delicious.
Yeah, Cousins does it right.
Fair.
We catch we go out to Maine. We go out to Maine. Nice spring weather, summer weather. We go on a lobster boat. We catch our own lobster. We cook it. We have a couple cocktails. Go golfing with the owner.
Oh, it sounds phenomenal.
Perez on a lobster boat.
Oh,
that might be something special
there, amazing.
Bob. Bigger picture, Bob. Bigger picture.
I don't know why we got to sell them on this.
No, I'm sold. Look, with the amount of – also, too, everybody actually said that Maine is really, really nice. I might have spoken too soon on Maine where I really didn't – I didn't know much about it. But I, at the same time, too, I think there'd be some good content. But just to have the whole content on the boat the whole time, I think we do
got – wouldn't be solely on the boat, but the boat would be a big highlight. That would be a big highlight. I think us on a lobster boat not knowing what the fuck we're doing. Although I kind of know what I'm doing because I've been around lobster my whole life, so I'd be very acclimated quickly. That's what I believe. I think
that, by the way, that's a Joey D comment. I've been around lobster.
I've been cleaning lobsters.
Well,
since
no,
I'm 7
I will
years
give him
old.
This one. He's got pictures of lobsters for fucking years.
Yes, thank you, Joe.
And
thank
some
you.
Of them are bigger than I am.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. And by the way, one of the most famous athletes of all time hails from Maine.
It's a feast of the seven fishes.
Yes.
Who's that?
Julie the Cat Gaffney from Mighty Ducks.
Yes, Julie the Cat Gaffney from D2 Mighty Ducks,
Bangor, Maine. Yep. Now, Bob has never seen D2.
Oh, sucks. See, that's shit that sucks. That sucks being out on that. That's
a sports movie, Bob.
So Mighty Ducks?
Wait, so you've never seen Mighty Ducks? Okay.
Long time ago.
Maybe
by
that
the way,
be another Bobby blockbuster.
Yeah, the second one is a great sequel.
Second one's better.
I think it is, too. I really do think it is, also. The Team USA and the Junior
the
Olympics.
The Bash Brothers.
Yeah.
Fulton Reed and what's the other guy's name?
Dean Portman.
Dean Portman. Yes. Yep. Good pickup.
Okay. You. So Joseph sold Mother Nature. Okay. Joseph has sold Mother Nature.
I sold the sunshine tax.
You
Bob.
Sold Mother Nature, Joe. That it is what it is. That's fine.
Yeah, sold Mother Nature. You sold Mother
Stick
Nature.
Stick with it, Joe. Fuck him. Fuck Mother Nature.
I'm going to sell. And I almost think this is kind of an obvious sell with the way that this is going. And I tried to watch a little bit of it this weekend. Man, I was curious how the whole live golf thing would pan out. I really, really tried to watch it this weekend a little bit and check out. Chase Koepka came on Bob to Sports, and I like pulling for him and rooting against Brooks. And it just is so – it's hard to watch, man. I mean, it really is. Is it? Have you seen it at all, Joe? Have you watched it?
I haven't watched it. What is it, on the CW network or something like that? I
wanted to give it a shot. I mean, you got some of the best guys in the world on there right now. I don't know what the change is. I don't know what the answer is. I think maybe they go – I think it'd be fun to watch if it's an individual. I think golf's just meant to be an individual game, an individual sport. I don't like the team aspect of it. But the whole production of it, too, right now, maybe they make some changes. it's a tough watch, man. And I really gave it an honest shot.
Yeah, I'm not gonna disagree.
They're catching with you. Their format has caught a lot of criticism though, like in terms of like they spent all this. Well, what I saw is I read a couple of things that they spent so much money on giving to the players and how much money the purses are, and they cut corners with like camera crews and coverage and like how they actually film it and how it's actually being broadcasted. That's where they cut their corners. Which is really
Mikey Mulligans.
Which is really stupid, I would think, because any PGA Tour event that you watch on CBS or NBC, whichever channel it's on, the final Sunday, usually they do a really good job of bouncing around from golfer to golfer, and I think the graphics are good, and it's pretty, I wouldn't say it's easy to follow, but, you know, for somebody like me who's not as acclimated to the game, I could still follow it pretty easily.
Go ahead, Joey D.
I think it needs to be brought up while we're talking golf. Mikey Mulligans made an appearance.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
And Bob, I think you and I are in agreement. He's going to be better than us in about 2 months.
Yeah, the swing was not bad at all, man.
My elbow broke, though. It's not good. It was not pretty to look at that. Like my elbow, the front elbow.
My elbow has been breaking since.
Yeah, I'm having trouble trying to keep the elbow straight. I really am. Like, I really, and people, by the way, this might be my sell. Can I just sell, Bob?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to sell. Now, I had originally in line with Bob, but Bob, I'm not going to do that because I'm not going to stoop so low as to talk about some dirtbag scumbag talking about God knows why. I'm not even going to stoop to that level. This is a goofy
for
magnet,
you, Mikey,
by the way. I'm sorry. I'm not going to stoop to that. I am selling the fact that there apparently is 10,000 to 20,000 golf instructors on Instagram that
welcome to our world, Mikey.
Yeah,
B.
But I'll say this. I want to say this before I go in on the very small minority. The overwhelming majority and reception and engagement I got off the swing video was unbelievable. I was saying to my wife, I said, I can't believe these people think that this swing was like a decent swing or good. I said, I can't believe it. I said, to me, I'm watching it and it looks so like, I look so tight. And that's going to be another issue for me is like being loose and not as stiff. Because when I look at it, I look stiff. And I know I'm going to have to work on it. The overwhelming majority response was great. But I got to tell you, bro, everybody and their mother has an opinion on what you should do this and your elbow should be this and the way you're hunched over this and the way you're standing here and the front pressure on this leg and the back pressure on this leg and the weight distribution on the front shouldn't be equal to the weight distribution on the back and try pivoting this hip.
Equilibrium of the parallel.
Bro, and I'm just sitting there and I'm trying to consume all of this, but at the same time, I've made a decision. I'm only listening to three people. My instructor, who I'm going to have classes with a couple more before I go on a course. I said I'm going to do 4 lessons minimum and range time. Perez, obviously. And then I've entrusted Fubi Lu to the chagrin of Dickie Gass, because Dickie Gass and Fubi Lu, if you get them in a room by themselves, they will talk about the other person as a horrible golfer, but vice versa. So who's right, who's wrong, I don't know. Right,
yeah, but Fubi Lu took time to bring you out there. He showed you the ropes.
Fubi Lu was a magnificent, magnificent friend on Saturday. He really
was. I had a good read on him, by the way, too, and I took a lot of heat about that. But I think he's a good guy to bring you in.
Him and Dick are both throw away the mold type of guys, but Dick is like very like Dick's patience is very very thin.
Well, then use Dickie Gass too. Those are the guys you want in your corner.
I'll tell you what, Mikey, me too, to have.
But I'm selling the online golf instructors. You're not a golf instructor. Don't try to pitch. That would be like if I played the game for a year and saw some guy put up a swing video and I started. I would never have the balls to ever do that. But people don't care.
To have the presence of mind to start off by going with an instructor, because like I wish when I started that's what I did, to have the presence of mind. To open out of the gate with an instructor is very impressive. It really, really, it shows
commitment.
Play, yeah, it's a you play to make too. It's a smart, smart play.
Well,
like
the guy
said
to me, he goes, listen, I'd rather have you who hasn't swung a club in 20 plus years than a guy who's coming here that's played for 15 years, the last 15 years, and has habits that they just refuse to break, or it's a lot tougher to break.
You know what you're like
out there? I'm a blank canvas. This guy's like Bob Ross.
Yes,
happy trees. That's what he's
Mikey,
doing.
You're like that pot of clay at the beginning of the Ghost movie. You're like molding. Like
I'm malleable. I'm very malleable right now.
I am a hardened statue. There's no chance of remolding me.
Mikey, I mean, you're hitting golf balls off Fireball whiskey airplane bottles, Joe.
Just that's curious, reckless. Mikey B. How much you pay for a lesson? Like, what's a lesson cost?
So this lesson, I mean, I don't know if I should divulge this.
No,
anyway,
say it.
All right, so, well, you know, me and Fu both technically, I guess, took a lesson. Technically. He only charged us for one, which I thought was very classy move.
Oh, no wonder why Fubu brought him, by the way. No wonder he was a good friend.
Well, how about this, though? Listen to this. Fubu was ready to pay for both lessons. He took out his credit card. I said, bro, you're not fucking paying. That's outrageous. Then the guy goes, listen, I'm only charging you for one. Fubu still paid for my lesson, and when I tried to Venmo him, I Venmoed him money, and he sent it back. He said, it's my gift to you. I'm so happy good that you're starting to play.
Good for him.
Class act.
So you know what? He is a good friend. I like Fubu. Always have.
Yeah, Fubu's good people.
Fubu gets it, man. He really does.
I think he played Pine Valley, too. Good for him.
Yeah, he plays really nice places. He's got some hooks.
How much was the lesson, Mikey? We just had a honest curiosity.
So the lesson is $125 for an hour.
Yeah, that's on par, Bob.
I really don't know. I really don't know.
It was $125 for the hour. So I tried to even then at that point when the instructor said, I'm only going to charge you for one, I did the math. I said, all right, let me send Fu $70 if it was $70 each. He refused. He kicked the Venmo back to me. He sent it back.
Good man. Wow. Tip of the cap, Fubulu. Yeah,
absolutely.
Good stuff. Yeah, I mean, keep firing in the videos of that, Mikey, if we can send the ticket.
Oh, by the way, it was so enjoyable. It was so enjoyable. The weather, it was cold. Don't get me wrong. It was cold and windy, but the sun was out. There was no one else there. It was very much a serene, tranquil experience. Very organic.
When you hit a good one, too, and it goes straight.
Oh, bro, I did that. Feeling? I want to say I hit about 100 balls, and I want to say maybe 5 went straight and really, like, good distance. And even the instructor was like, that's it. And when that happened, I was like, wow. I was like, this is – I could see how that becomes very addicting, yes.
You're going to get the bug, Mikey V, for sure.
I think I have the
engagement, when you post that golf stuff, is going to go through the roof.
Yeah, I mean, it's – people seem to love it. I mean, I could understand why, though, because I think it's something that everybody does, everybody likes. I don't think anybody that does it isn't, like, somewhat obsessed with it. That's what I'm going to say. Like, I don't think people just do it to, like – as like a fling. I think people either really are all in on it or they don't do it at all.
I'd be shocked, Mikey, if you don't go full commitment. I think you go all
in. I'm going full. Yeah, I am. I am. I mean, I'm going to do the lessons. I'm not even going to step foot on a course until I get the lessons in and some more range time. And then I'll go out and Dickie Gass will, you know, he'll get very aggravated with me and yell at me, and I'll have to deal with it. That's all.
Okay. And again, for those of you watching on the YouTube right now, if you can like, comment on the YouTube video, 5 stars for it. Keep the boys rolling. Keep the Brilliantly Dumb show rolling. Moving right along here, we'll do Bobby Blockbusters, and then we will do top 5. Ford versus Ferrari. It was a plane watch. I watched it on the plane back from New York on my phone, which, by the way, I don't think is the worst.
I'll say this, Joe, you're holding your head. I will say this. Watching it on the phone is a better move than watching it on the airplane TV, because the phones now, at least if you're connected to Wi-Fi, you're getting a 4K picture on the phone. The airplane TV is that technology.
Airplane TV is as bad as it gets.
Yeah, it's as bad as it gets. Well, it's like the TV in your mom's kitchen when you were a little kid, the 13-inch little box.
Yes.
That's
terrible. It's setting up for failure.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah, it was the perfect time, though. It really was. It was the perfect time for me to do it.
Especially when somebody needs 5K to watch the movie. That doesn't help out
of
the gate.
Yes, of course.
Look, first off, I love Christian Bale. Christian Bale.
There's no way you didn't like this movie. Don't tell me you didn't like it. There's no way.
You got to love Matt Damon. How can you not love Matt Damon? I thought the movie was very long. First off, I'm not a big car guy, okay? I'm really not. And I know you don't. To watch that movie and enjoy, you don't have to love it. I'm not a car guy, so cars don't really interest me. Like, if I had all the money in the world, I'd have no interest in a Ferrari. I don't want that type of attention. I don't want that type of responsibility. I'm not a car guy. I thought it was very long, unnecessarily long. And it just, first off, the ending stunk. What a ridiculous ending, by the way, to go through all of that and then slow down so that they could get the picture only to find out that it turns out that he didn't. I thought the ending was terrible. Okay. I really did.
Okay.
By no means was it the worst movie that I've ever seen, but a long movie. And if it's going to be a long movie, I got to be in it the whole way. I'm being honest, because look, Rotten Tomatoes. I'm not a car guy. Rotten Tomatoes, by the way.
Jesus Christ. I didn't realize you had to be a fucking auto mechanic to watch the movie.
No, I don't think that's fair, though, Joey D. I don't think that's fair. Look, maybe this is one of the ones where I'm the problem.
Bob, you watch Cool Runnings. You're not a bobsled guy.
That's a bobsled. Yeah, I see what
you're saying. The device cool was named more, after him.
Cool Runnings is more than just bobsled, though. And it's more.
What?
It's more than just bobsledding, though. Cool Runnings
it's
has a little bit of
a Jamaican bobsled team. Bob.
So there was John Candy is in it, though.
There was so much technicality with the cars in this. There really was. It was very, very technical the whole way through.
All right, what's the bagel rating?
I would give it a 4 bagel.
I was going to say, he's going to say 4.
I would give it. It didn't.
This is so bad.
Fellas, I'm being honest. Bad. Look, I told you that I didn't mind Gran Torino. This was a hard watch for me. This really was.
I don't even get upset anymore.
All right. No, you shouldn't.
No, I'm not. Moving on.
You shouldn't.
Joe, what movie do we have lined up?
Well, no, I want to hear about Prisoners.
No, I didn't see Prisoners. I thought you said we're not doing the Jet thing.
I said to watch the Jet one and then to put it up against ours. Hated Prisoners, by the way. I watched it this week. You want to talk long movies? That movie is longer.
Did you not like it?
I've seen it before. It's just, I wanted to watch it again to gauge your overall consensus, which you didn't end up watching it, but like it's a long watch.
I wanted to watch your guys' movies. The Jet thing got debunked so hard that I didn't think that I needed to watch Prisoners. And now that you said it's that long, but again, if it's gonna be a long movie, fine, but that it didn't happen. With that being said,
Bobby Blockbusters is getting tougher by the week. It's becoming like trying to like give math to a monkey and you know it's
thanks a lot, Joseph. I appreciate
I'm not saying
that.
You're a monkey, I'm saying it's a lost
that's good
cause.
Yeah, thank you very much, Joe. But by the way, I said that I liked Gran Torino last week.
Yeah, but
you said it was not that
six,
great. You said
you gave it like
Clint
a
Eastwood
bagel.
Was nothing special.
Yeah, okay. Look, Green Book. You all give right. me another.
I have
yeah,
a movie
Green,
for you.
Love
this
fucking
week.
Green Book.
Love
and I am guaranteeing a 7+ B.
Wow.
See, that's big. Okay.
This is a good
this,
movie.
I'm going to see this right now, Mikey. If this one doesn't hit, I'm taking a sabbatical.
It's definitely not a long movie. Definitely not a long movie, that's for sure. I think it's
this
a good
movie,
hour and a half.
He says he's not a car guy or whatever. You know what he is? He's a food guy. And that is what I'm giving him. I'm giving him a movie that is strictly based around food and the love of food and everything to do with food. I'm throwing in Scarlett Johansson in the movie. I'm throwing in Sofia Vergara in the movie.
John
I'm
Favreau.
Giving you a movie that I can't see him not liking. I can't. The movie I'm giving you, John Favreau, unbelievable in it. Chef is the name of the movie. Chef. And it is absolutely a delightful watch. I know how much you love food. You watch Guy Fieri and your food trucks and everything.
Watch.
This is in your wheelhouse. I would be shocked if I don't get a 7+ bagel review out of Bobby.
Mikey V? Any
yeah,
issue
it's a good
there?
It's a really it's a
very
good
confident.
Movie. It's a good movie. It's a good quick
there's
hitter.
There's Twitter
it
in
really
it.
Is.
There's
it really
social
is.
Media. There's shit.
Yeah.
It's in your wheelhouse.
All right. It's very
oh,
confident.
By the way, that's a good idea for next week, Joe. That's a real good idea. Have you seen Social Network, Bob?
Loved
the Facebook
it. Yeah.
story?
Loved it. Yeah.
See, this is why it's hard,
this
man.
Is why every movie that he likes is
yeah.
he watched.
And I knew he would like that. So that should count for something.
Love
how many movies have we suggested? Last week it was Catch Me If You Can.
But Joe, what do you want me? What do you want me to lie? I mean, what do you want me to lie? You want me to come on here and lie if I don't like it?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying we should be getting some partial marks.
Look, I'm not going to sit here. If I don't like the movie, I'm not going to sit here and come on and say that I like the movie.
By the way, you got roasted in the comments.
I don't
last week. But so be it. We gave bad suggestions.
Did you see that, Mikey?
Yeah, we got a lot. Yeah.
We got a lot of support.
Yeah, we did.
But because every week we do give movies that you have seen and loved. And it's like, then we got
to. But I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to lie and say
I'm
that.
I'm not asking
you
to lie. I'm saying, Bob, when you say that we've given you bad suggestions and at least once a week we give you a movie that you say you've loved and have already watched, it's not exactly easy for us. And
yeah, no, it's not easy.
So
Bob thinks that is just.
No, I'm not saying that it's easy, though, but I do think that there is a lot out there, as we know, that I haven't seen that
can hit.
Well, three
quarters of it you don't want to watch.
No, look, whatever you've given to me, Joe, I'm watching.
All right. I'm just saying you have...
Chef, I think you'll like Chef, Bob, I do. I think it's a quick hitter.
Chef is a winner.
I think it is a short... It's not. I wouldn't say it's a short movie, but I do remember it not being long, which is good. 2014, which is great for Bob. Rated R, comedy drama, which is great for Bob. It is an hour and
it's 114 minutes.
It's a little bit longer. It's an hour 54 minutes, but that's not outrageous. 2 hours.
Fine with that. I got no issue with that at all.
It's less than 2 hours. It's 114 minutes.
It's 154 minutes. I just looked it up.
Chef
movie. I got 1 hour.
And by the way, time here 114 minutes.
I got Chef comedy drama 1 hour 50.
Do we have the same? Do we have the same movie?
Yeah, 2014 comedy drama, right, Joe? Yeah, there's Favreau in the preview. 1 hour 54 minutes.
Hey, Ticket here, producer of the show. Hour 54, 118 minutes. Same fucking thing. Exact same fucking thing. I mean, there's no difference. That was tough to listen to. Back to the show.
I was gonna say that it sounds he's very confident in it, that I think it's going to be good. But at the same time, Joey, Dave,
I think you're,
if
think
I don't
like
it,
Bob,
you can't throw a fit every single time that I don't like it or that I've seen one to where I can't come on here and lie.
Yeah, Mikey V, an hour and 54 minutes. It's less than 2 hours.
Yeah, hour and 54. Yep.
Then it's exciting. It's got to where if you're that confident in it, maybe it does hit.
The show did so well that they based a cooking show off of it on Netflix, and he cooks with different chefs, Wolfgang Puck and different things like that. It's very.
That's the food truck show, right? Or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Bob, it is a good movie, Bob. This is a good movie. I mean, this is a movie where. This is the type of movie where I don't know anybody that could watch this movie and be like, oh my God, I really didn't like that movie.
Yeah.
I don't know anybody. There's nothing to not like about it. The Ford Ferrari, I as much as I may not agree with, I could see it's too long. He's not a car guy. Like this, there's nothing he's not going to like about it. I don't see there's anything he can't not like about it. I just don't see that. Again, I don't see anybody being able to watch this movie that's not that long of a movie. It's not a big ask. It's funny. It's modern. It's new. There's nobody that could come out of that movie and be like, oh, this was terrible. Like, no way. I guarantee a minimum six bagel. Now, Joe said seven, but I don't know. Bob is so difficult sometimes. I say six bagel minimum score, which honestly, at this point, anything six or above.
I would say it's tough to guarantee the seven bagel is a big.
That's a big. Jump.
That's a big play.
We could do six and a half. Seven to eight. We did give half bagels.
Okay.
Eight bagels.
Well, we got eight bagels on Green Book.
I thought we got nine bagels on Green Book.
No, it was eight. Nine bagels
eight,
is like
eight bagel on Green Book.
I'm pretty sure Green Book was eight.
It was eight, minimum it was eight. I thought it was almost a nine, but that's my fault.
Okay,
nine is like climbing mountain.
You know, as it may.
I thought it was eight. Okay, let's keep it on rolling here, fellas. Top five. Today's top five is going to be an interesting one. I don't think that lists are going to be too similar. You can't really go wrong with these. But let's let it rip. This is going to be top five jingles. Let's start with Mikey B.
Now, I would say that a funny rule, I think it would be funny if we demanded that each of us would have to sing a part of the jingle.
Okay. Yeah. That.
Okay. Number five, Mentos.
I don't know how it goes.
Mentos better. Mentos fresh and full of life. Mentos. The fresh maker.
I like that rule.
Now that was the one with the commercial where the guy sits on the bench before a big job interview and he gets the paint, the wet paint stripes on his suit. It's the most ridiculous commercial ever. And he looks at the painter that's doing the painting and the painter just shakes his head like, what do you want from me, pal? And the guy proceeds to roll his entire body on the bench to make it a pinstripe suit. And Mentos was responsible for that. But
yeah, by the way, there's really no wrong answers here, by the way.
No, there's some great jingles. Mentos is a great jingle. Number four, the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Good for you. Good for you.
Folgers at four. Three, I don't want to grow up. Want to be a Toys R Us kid.
Okay.
I don't know who remembers the Toys R Us commercials, but I sure as shit do because every time it came on TV, I wanted to get a toy when I was a kid. Toys R Us kid, number three. Number two, Nationwide is on your side.
That's
a very good one. And then number one, I think the king of all jingles because of how well it was performed and how it I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back. Chili's baby back ribs, barbecue sauce. I think that's number one. That's number one on my list is Chili's baby back ribs. I thought that was a slapper. 100%.
Again, this is the type of list where I really don't think you can have a wrong list. Now, I didn't go first, and I have two of yours in the same list here, so I'll probably take some heat for that, Mikey V, but that's what I had.
That's fine.
Folgers in your cup at five was awesome. Always caught. I had Folgers at five. Number four, short, sweet, to the point, not a long one. It's just an iconic one. McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Yeah. All day long. It just has always hit for the longest time. I got that there. Next up, I have – what am I on, three or two?
Three.
Number three, one that I absolutely loved. Do you remember Foxwoods Casino?
Oh, yeah. Meet me at Foxwoods.
Take a chance. Make it happen. Pop the cork, fingers snapping. Spin the wheel.
Round and round we go.
Life is good. Life is sweet.
Grab yourself a front row seat.
And let's meet for the wonder. Foxwoods Casino.
That's a great jingle.
Was money.
Great jingle.
Absolutely money. And then I got
Foxwoods.
JG Wentworth, number two.
That's tremendous.
Yeah. The best. I have a structured settlement, but I need cash now. That hit
Wentworth.
It's cash now. Again, I don't think you could really have the wrong answers. JG Wentworth.
Oh, hits. You can. There's one if I hear from anybody, I'll say you should be thrown off the show.
Really?
It's a very common one. Yep.
All right. Keep your head on a swivel, Joey D, because I got Chili's at one. So you can't deny that, being that you had it.
Nope.
Give me Chili's at one. Well, they actually showed a clip I saw on TikTok of them making that Chili's commercial.
It's unbelievable.
Fucking hysterical, too.
They're in a studio. It's unbelievable.
The best. It's the best.
Yep.
And Chili's at one. Joey D, we send it over to you.
All right. And number five, I toggled with the Folgers, but you guys both have it. So I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to go Liberty Mutual. Liberty.
It's going to play.
Everybody hears that. You just know what it is. That's my number five. And number four, give me a break.
Kit Kat Bar.
It's good.
Up a piece of that Kit Kat Bar. That's number four. Yep. That's iconic to me.
It is.
And number three, I got a Mikey V one, which I'm shocked he didn't do. What would you do?
I thought about it. It's really good.
At number three. And number two, I have another one that you guys have. Nationwide is on your side.
Yeah, tough to beat that.
And then number one, Bob had it, but I think it's everywhere and it's become like this whole thing. It's the McDonald's one. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Like, I don't think it's like the most catchy thing, but it's just synonymous with McDonald's.
It is synonymous.
And now they've changed it. It used to be like more of a jingle. Now they got this like old Morgan Freeman voice. It goes, ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Like, you know, they've kind of tweaked it a little bit. But I remember when they first did it was with the Justin Timberlake. I'm loving it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. So that's my number one.
Mike, you don't like the McDonald's jingle.
It's not that I don't like it. I'm just McDonald's has been resting on their laurels for a very long, long time. Well, I've been saying that for years.
Yeah.
Okay. Now the one tune I'm glad nobody said, because the most annoying jingle, number one, if we were doing reverse top five worst jingles of all time, number one has to be Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids is most annoying fucking jingle. If I could resell, buy and sell, I would sell the fucking 1-800 Cars for Kids jingle, because it is horrific, horrible. Get rid of it. I never want to hear it again. It's terrible. And,
by the way, not many people have a car just to donate. Every time I would hear it, you know what I mean? That's such a rare ask.
It's a real racket. That whole thing's a racket.
Especially if you're not a car guy.
By the way, I'm with Joe on the Kit Kat. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Kit Kat was a strong play for
me. Kit Kat's a great play. Give me Kit Kat honorable mention.
I thought Mikey V would do the Klondike. I thought you'd show love to Klondike.
No, I'm going to do a very obscure honorable mention, and probably I don't even know if anyone will know it, but there was this old transmission company. So if you had to get a transmission change on your car, now obviously no one even knows what that is anymore, but the name of the brand was Lee Miles. And the jingle, if you could look it up on YouTube, if you're listening, I promise it's worth your time. It was one of the most melodic, best jingles you'll ever hear. And it was like, get me to Lee Miles, the most trusted name in transmissions. Get me to Lee Miles. It was just so good. So good. I look forward to it when it came on the radio, but Lee Miles is probably no more. But that would be my honorable mention.
Joey D, honorable mention.
I'm going to do one. I don't even know if they're in business anymore. The jingle was, it's short and sweet. It's two words. And it was actually so popular that George Costanza on the Seinfeld series actually started singing it. It's by Menon.
By Costanza.
You just by Menon. I don't even know what Menon was, but I would be saying by Menon.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Fellas, good top five. I to be honest, I'm surprised that we had more in the same list than I thought that we would have. But that'll be interesting. I do like Joe's. I thought Joe's list was actually pretty good. I would say that would be the front runner, but we never know. We'll see what takes place there.
I won last week, finally, by the way.
Did you get last week's?
It was like the first week in like months I've won.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a drought. Oh. All right.
We don't count scores here.
That does it. Another edition of the Brilliant Ump Show. Fellas, I appreciate you. Like, comment, subscribe. Keep the boys moving right along. We appreciate you. We'll see you next Tuesday, the Brilliant Ump Show.